Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News Updates. This is the 30th of April edition.
And we turned on the mic this time.
Oh, we did. We didn't where we started.
No, oopsie daisy. But so this is an episode where we sort of go over products that we've talked about before and we give you an update on if we had sneak peeks, we're showing you what it like the actual news.
Yeah.
A lot of these are updates from Friday's episode, which is really great as well, because if you watch that and you're like, I'm curious about what's happening with Huda's sneak peek, well, we've got updates. So That's what these episodes are for. So welcome.
Yes. Welcome. Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
So we're going to start with the Clionar Archaeo palette.
Correct.
So this is the sister palette to the Paleo palette, basically. Mm-hmm. This is released and it contains, 12 eyeshadows, 6 mattes and 6 shimmers.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's super spring.
It's very spring. You've got, you know, warms in there, a couple of cool shades, very yellow.
Yes,
very
super yellow.
Like yellow inspired, which doesn't surprise me. I think yellow is like the new sort of hit color.
Mm-hmm.
People are trying to bring back purple and they're still chucking in blues and greens here and there because people do enjoy them, but I think yellow is somehow the new big thing.
It is. It's the sneaky new trend that is slowly emerging. You'll see more and more of it for sure. Mainly yellow, like mattes as well, like bright yellow mattes.
Yeah. So, that's what it's looking like.
Yeah. And like it looks interesting. A lot of people are super keen for it. And like you said before, this is the sister palette to the Paleo palette, which came out last year to rave reviews. People loved it. And so what they've done is they've actually brought back the Paleo palette in like limited stock. So right now you can buy the Paleo palette for $65 Canadian, which is approximately $51. And you can buy the new Archaeo palette, which is $70 Canadian, approximately $54, or you can bundle them both for $128 Canadian, approximately $99. Now, they are saying that these are selling fast, so
if you want it, get it. Because these are handmade.
Yeah.
These aren't made in a factory, so once they're gone, they're gone until they can
make
mix
more
and hand press more.
But these are sort of like limited edition releases. So, you know, they will have a limit of a certain amount.
Yep.
That also explains why they're like a little bit more costly than your average palette because they're handmade. And often when it comes to these sort of indie releases, all the money goes into the actual ingredients and the product. So that's why they're generally really pigmented and really nice, because they don't have to pay wages. They don't have to pay all this other stuff.
Yeah.
That's overheads. They mainly focus on the actual product. So, good to support indie brands, but also this is a release that I know a lot of people were excited for because the Paleo palette did so well. So if you do want it, check it out ASAP because
once it's gone, we can't guarantee it's coming back.
Yeah, I think they did bring the Paleo palette back in like a limited release again. So they did restock and they probably will do this for the Archaeo. But if you want the bundle,
it's,
Get on it. Get onto it.
All right. We have seen the Huda mini palettes in the shades Gemstone and Coral Obsessions. So Gemstones is shimmery all over. And kind of Gemstone,
ish.
But
yeah, the swatches look crapola.
Yeah, they look really shit.
Yeah, I think for this one, it's so easy for brands to formulate really beautiful, rich, shimmery shades, especially dark shimmery shades, that I don't understand why this looks like a shimmer topper kind of shade. It should be really rich. If you've got a dark blue or a dark purple or a dark green, you don't want it to look washed out when you apply it. So I think this looks a bit meh.
Yeah, maybe they were going for that sort of sheer topper thing, but it's certainly not something, like, I don't want to wear a sheer green eyeshadow.
No, I agree.
If I'm going to wear green eyeshadow, you're going to fucking know about it.
Yeah, it's going to be
like,
in
it's
going
to be so vibrant and rich, you're going to be like, I want to.
I'm blinded by your green.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I do have to say, though, that this is quite different to other palettes that are currently on the market.
Yeah.
A lot of things that are coming out, and we discussed this on Friday, a lot of people are just like, that's just like this, or that's just like this. This one you can't really be like, that's just like that. So no. At least it's a bit different, I guess.
And the next one is Coral Obsessions.
Yeah.
And this is... okay. Within the Huda mini palette range, there is a brown one. There's like a sort of berry, sort of plummy one, and a pinkish one. And then we have this, which is kind of...
the baby.
The red baby with the spot of yellow.
Yeah, this is looking... you know how they had that ColourPop palette?
Yeah.
This looks a lot like that. It looks a lot like the new Maybelline.
Yes.
MMA Craze one.
Yes.
That Nikki Tutorials is the face of.
Yes, or she one is. Of,
but it's... yeah, it's not... It's not great.
It's a bad palette. That
it does not look good.
Yeah. But look, if Nikki can't make it work. Oh, she made it work, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But you could... when she had those close-ups, I was like...
at what cost?
Oh no, Nikki! Oh no, you poor girl!
Put it down.
Yeah.
So this is sort of like that sort of vibe, a bit regurgitated stuff you've seen before. But yeah, I don't know. People will buy it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Inglot JLo collection has been released, and the good news is it's been released globally.
Fucking well done.
I thought that was awesome. So it wasn't just like, oh, we're in the US and the UK and we might be coming elsewhere soon. They released globally. So you can buy all of this now. You can see everything that's in it. There's a lot of stuff. There's 8 lipsticks. I love the lashes because they're cut in half. That's what I do with my lashes.
I know.
And I hate buying demi lashes because I kind of go, well, why am I buying little, like, for the same price, why am I not getting less?
Yeah, so I just
get a full band and cut it in half. So mm-hmm. I love that they did that. They've got all the eyeshadows. They've got a mascara. They've got the glitter pigments. They've got loose highlighters. They've got pressed powders. They've got everything.
Yeah.
Lip glosses, nail polishes. There's a lot going on. So if you were interested in that, go check it out. It's available now. All right. We've got a little sneak peek from Jaclyn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
She posted this photo and pretty much said, "Eyes are coming soon, heart." So this could be referring to her brand that she has an Instagram account for, never posted any photos and said that it was coming in 2017.
Yeah.
So it could be that, or it could be another Morphe palette. Now, a lot of people are assuming it's another Morphe palette because the eyes look basic as fuck. It's a smoky, warm brown eye. Yawn. So, I think the problem is that I think what she might have done with her brand... and this is just speculation. I don't know much about Jaclyn Hill. I feel like that she was working on it to release it last year. And then what happened was the collab with Morphe sort of got in the way.
Either
the contract said that they couldn't release them at the same time, or she just put a lot of work into that it delayed it. Who knows?
And also it may have just been, she was with the Morphe release. She was like, well, this is going so well.
Yeah.
I don't want to distract from those sales.
Correct.
With something else.
And that's often...
ride the wave.
Yeah. That's often put in contracts as well. Like, you know, you can't spread yourself too thin because it really cheapens the collab or the release. But I think on her Instagram for her cosmetic line, it says that she's been working on it since 2014, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit worried looking at this photo. If this is her cosmetics line, she's been working on it too long that she's lost sight of what is coming up trendy.
Yeah,
She's so stuck in her bubble. She's done Laura Lee.
Mm.
What do I like or what do I consistently wear? And without realizing that there is so much of that on the market
and
that is boring.
Yeah, like that ship is sinking.
Yeah.
You need to get off it. I mean, it's fine to create the warm looks and wear the warm makeup and all that stuff, but releasing products, I feel like, and this was my thing with Laura Lee, I felt like the only people that are going to be buying her stuff are people who are diehard fans.
Correct.
If someone comes across it shared on Instagram or something like that, they're not going to be like, oh my God, I've got to buy that because it's amazing and groundbreaking and different, or it fills a hole in my collection. it's going to be, seen it, fuck off.
Yeah. So unless she's consistently revamping it to release things like the pop of yellow that is the next trend.
Yeah.
Or more currently the pops of reds, pinks and purples that are sort of currently on trend. I don't think she's looking ahead. I think she's stuck in a bit of a rut. But yeah, this might just be another Morphe boring
It could color. Be. It could just be another collaboration. Yeah. Yeah. We will see.
Okay, so we've started seeing some Kat Von D 10-year anniversary releases popping up in JCPenney Sephora.
Mm-hmm.
So this is supposed to be released on the 5th of May, but it has been released a good week or so early in some stores. So if you're interested in it, do check it out. The palette in the US is $52. The highlighter that we've seen, which looks beautiful, is $30. And yeah, so it's coming. But you might be able to find it early if you want to hunt it down.
Cool. I actually really like the look of this palette.
Yeah, I like it like, too.
I kind of want this. I'm going to take this beautiful, fucking really well-taken photo, and I'm going to take it home, and I'm going to compare it to my Mavita Loca, and I'm going to justify a purchase.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I look at this, and right now... I think because it's getting cooler in Australia, we're coming into, like, we're in the crux of autumn, we're going to be coming into winter. That sort of purple to the blue,
the whole really bottom row actually really gets me.
Yeah.
And also the orange and the sort of, not mustard yellow, but slightly dirty yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's nice.
I might get it. Oh.
Oh, God.
Hold on. I've got to cough up a lung.
All right. So this is KKW. We knew a fragrance is releasing. Yeah. I believe it's the 10th of May it's coming out.
Okay.
Cool. No, 30th of April it's coming out.
Okay.
So what Kim Kardashian did was she plastered her whole body and then created a mold because... we're that narcissistic.
Yeah.
That, and then that was the design for her new fragrance bottle. So the fragrance is KKW Body. It's coming 30th of April. But yeah, a lot of people are a bit like, this is ridiculous. Some people are saying this is so on brand. It's fantastic. It's up to you. A lot of other people, and I do agree with this, like saying that she's got such a banging body, good on her. And yeah. I agree, but... release what you want to release.
Exactly.
It's a all little right. bit creepy, though.
It's. I think it's straight up creepy. It's.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to see this again.
Yeah. It's like a little Yeah. It's a little replica of her own body. It's a little bit weird.
It is weird. It kind of creeps me out.
Yeah.
Anyway, the notes are... top notes are bergamot, mandarin, I don't know this word, bays, rose, or pur...
sure.
Rose. I'm good, aren't it? Rose. Peach nectar. Middle is... Ylang Ylang, Rose Turkey Absolute.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Jasmine Sandback Absolute. Don't know what that is, but okay. Base is Vertiver, Sandalwood, Golden Amber, and Musk.
Yeah, but so a lot of people are, yeah. It's
yeah,
up look, to you what you want to think of this.
If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. And I respect it either way.
But she, like, I was showing my friend this last night, who's a guy, and I was showing some of the photos that she was putting to advertise this.
It's just a bit much.
But he's like, how has that not been taken off Instagram? And I'm like, because it's Kim Kardashian. If anyone else did it, they'd be like, that is too much vagina for my face.
Yeah.
Like, that is crazy.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with naked bodies. I'm a Scorpio. Like, we love naked people. But I do feel like when it's on, like, my social feeds, it's kind of like...
it's a bit much.
I wasn't expecting to see tits and vagina at this very moment while I'm eating my dinner. And I feel a bit uncomfortable.
It's sort of like, have you ever seen on Instagram, this is a bit of a tangent, but have you ever seen, and I find this really off-putting, I'm not saying I disagree with it, but I'm saying I don't want to fucking see it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll, like... pop up, there'll be videos being shared of women giving birth.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm like, I know, I didn't need to see that as soon like, right the first now. Thing yeah. when I'm, no, I didn't see that
I,
at all.
I agree with you. Like, I totally respect that what people share and what they're doing and all that stuff. Like, do you? Because I do me. It's, you know, it's our own lives. We've got to live them. But it does turn me off social media.
Unexpectedly seeing someone giving birth or yeah. showing their waxed vagina.
Yeah, or torturing a puppy.
Is it's like... It's a bit much.
It's a bit yeah, much. It is a bit much.
You do you, but I don't need to see it.
No. I agree. So a little update on Laura Lee in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. She released her...
Nudie Patootie,
that's it. And people were buying it.
Or going to buy it.
And they discovered that shipping is a little bit...
Ridiculous.
Much. So this one here... is shipping to Western Australia. The shipping is $105.47.
It's fucking obscene. That's US dollars.
US dollars, which brings the total purchase for the pallet up to $150.47.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I attempted this as well, and to ship it to Melbourne, it was around $71.47.
Yep, that's so, what I got too.
Yeah, so it is, you know, way beyond the price of, well, what shipping actually costs. Let's be real. If you send a weighty parcel overseas, you can pay a lot in shipping.
100%.
But the thing is, though, that this is not a weighty product, and also businesses have discounts and have courier services that cap the price. And that's why... You know, you can get $10 shipping internationally, even though if you send something to a friend as a gift, it might cost you four times that amount.
Yeah.
Businesses have deals with courier companies and postal services, so it should be cheaper. Now, a lot of people are... I am going to say this is not just to Australia, to the UK, to other countries as well. It's very expensive. It's pretty much only in the US that it's affordable.
Yes.
So she's being very selective. It's almost penalizing people for wanting to buy her shit, which is very annoying. Now, her fans are going to jump down my throat and say, but Kat, she said that it's going to be released soon on Beauty Bay and also Morphe website. Yes, that's fair enough.
Well, but Morphe website is useless because their shipping is like $30-$40
as well.
Exactly.
Beauty Bay is the only one that has free shipping over a certain price. But why the fuck are people having to wait months and months and months for them to come on these websites? Because also, if you are someone that's big into makeup or you're someone that is like a YouTube creator, a blogger, an Instagrammer who likes to feature new makeup, why do you have to wait months or spend $105 to be able to access something when it's relevant? The rest of the world is getting penalized. It is better for her to just say, at the moment, we're shipping US only.
Yeah.
Because this is like a kick in the teeth.
If she can't get the shipping discounts, then...
It's ridiculous. Yeah. But it is like saying, I only really want to ship to the US, but I'm going to get up... People are going to get upset with me if I only ship to the US. So I'm going to say it's international shipping. But if you want it,
you have to pay through the nose for it.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And this is similar to what Morphe did. And this is where I don't trust Morphe as well. They did this with the Jaclyn Hill palette where they charged anywhere from $60 to, I think I saw, $90 to ship the Jaclyn Hill palette. But funnily enough, if you bought anything else and not the Jaclyn Hill palette, shipping was like $30.
Yeah.
So $30 is still too much money for Morphe. But at the same time, they were selectively ripping people off for wanting to buy something that is popular. It's fucked, and I do not approve of it.
No, neither do I. So, the Mac and Aaliyah collection, we've got a really nice, or two nice images of it here. Two lipsticks, 9-pan palette, and a lip gloss.
Yeah. So, previously we had seen the nude lipstick and the palette, but now I can see a dark red and sort of like a champagne gloss. So, whether this is the full collection... Not too sure, but we're slowly getting there with more products.
Excellent.
All right, Makeup Geek, we did see that they're releasing Power Pigment eyeshadows, and now we've got more information, so there's definitely 10 shades. You can see them on the screen, and they're releasing the 3rd of May. So if you want them, check them out.
Excellent.
All right, this is sort of not an update, but at the same time, we forgot to mention it on Friday.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of saying it's an update, but kind of not. Milk Makeup, we're talking about, they released their mascara, but they're also hinting at sort of something else coming. Now, they showed this black and white image of a stick. Now, this is not the stick that I'm actually going to be talking about, because this is a clear stick.
Yes.
Whereas what they did release the next week was like a multi-purpose lip and cheek product in the shade Work. So this is a nice sort of pink, and you can see here someone applying it on their they applied it to their eyes, their cheeks and their lips.
Right.
So it's just a nice like universal pink. So that has been released.
Cool. And while we're talking about Milk, we're gonna have a little chat about their watermelon
brightening serum
stick. Don't buy it because it doesn't smell like a watermelon.
Oh,
why the fuck would you want it?
That was the only purpose for it.
Exactly. Otherwise, it's just a disgusting stick that you rub on your face every day. Vom.
For me, I was envisioning myself doing one of these. Yes. If not for that, not interested.
Why? Exactly. If not for that, why? Go and buy something that does smell like watermelon. In fact, buy a watermelon, cut it in half, just do it. One of these.
Or just use a normal serum and then, like, smell something.
Exactly.
Yeah, smell
just
real watermelon.
Eat watermelon.
All right, we've got an update. We talked about Pat McGrath.
Yes.
So Pat McGrath was showing a weird conversation with, like, their mum's friend or some bullshit. And then they showed some more. So another conversation with someone that they didn't know called Alien Jellic. And it was sort of like, who's this? Oh, my mum's always giving out my number, da 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 da. And what they showed, and it was the lip gloss talking, okay? Spoiler alert, it's a lip gloss. They were showing this kind of really colour-shifty, beautiful, pink, shimmery thing. It looked like sand dunes, but not. Then they showed some sort of swatches on the lips. And so that was what they were showing first. It is one of their lip glosses that they're releasing in the shade Alien Jellic, which is like not a duochrome, but it's like an iridescent, it's got an iridescent pink kind of glitter to it.
Right.
But then they showed that there's a full like collection coming. So there's 14 shades coming, different finishes, some sort of like duochrome-y, some not. And these are releasing on the 10th of May and yeah, exclusive to Pat McGrath. Check them out. They're probably very expensive.
Yeah.
But they're lip glosses.
I'm not. No.
They're saying it's orally. This orally fixating balm meets gloss glides on flawlessly, soothing and smoothing your lips while evoking three-dimensional luster.
Good.
Good story.
Look,
bro.
They do look nice. But if I'm going to be paying Pat McGrath prices, I'm not buying a lip gloss.
No,
so
I'm buying a palette.
I'm just going to be totally honest. Yeah, I'll buy a palette. Thank you very much. Revlon, we talked about them bringing out an electric shock collection, and we've got a couple of more like images.
Photos, yeah.
So it looks very bright.
Purples, blues,
yeah,
yellows.
Like electric. It's out there.
The packaging's cool.
It
the
is
bright
cool.
Blue packaging.
And they've also got the jelly highlighter type things as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure we'll get more information about this collection. And
it'll be released in the US very soon
yeah.
and the rest of the world in 3 years' time.
Exactly.
When it's boring.
Exactly.
All right, the last thing we're talking about is Too Faced have added 8 new shades to their Peach Perfect Comfort Matte Foundation range.
Yes.
So if you were interested in this and it didn't have one for your skin tone, hopefully there's more luck for you. These are actually very nice foundations.
Yeah, I'm wearing it today. I really like it.
Yeah. It goes on like a, you'd expect it to be a thick, like,
it's
moisturizing
interesting,
one.
Isn't it?
It feels like a thick, like,
it
gloopy
does.
Moisturizer.
Yeah, it does.
And then it sets down matte.
Yeah.
And it's quite nice.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's a good foundation. I do enjoy it.
That's it.
We're going to go. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, give it a thumbs up. And
we'll see you on Wednesday.
We will.